This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome everyone to today's ILTA podcast series entitled Career Development for Young Professional Staff. My name is Holly Hanna and I'm the KM Firm Solutions Manager at Perkins Coie and I'm the moderator today. I am thrilled to be joined by our speaker and my colleague, Tara Ratliff, who is a knowledge management analyst also at Perkins. I work with Tara a lot, and thank you so much for participating.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, I live in Portland, Oregon, and I've been here for about 8 years. I lived in Oklahoma for most of my life. I have a graduate degree in library and information studies, and I've been working in law firms for about 6 years.
As a fellow library science person, like, that's just fascinating to me. It's like, when I found that out, I was like, librarians represent. Because there are so many different ways that you can use that degree.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
How did you end up at Perkins?
Well, I fell into a position at a law firm through a temp job after grad school, and I just loved it. I loved working in the legal field. I worked at a judicial foreclosure firm, which is not the most fun type of law, foreclosing on people's homes, but it whet my appetite for the law and working with lawyers in particular. And after that, I briefly worked at an asbestos litigation firm. And then I came to Perkins as a legal practice assistant in the litigation department and then moved over to knowledge management.
Say that, you know, you were really excited about working with lawyers and with law. What about that was exciting?
I think it's just so logical. And I think that's what I like about it. There are rules. I'm a rule follower. And I like that there's not really a lot of wiggle room, but it's still can be fun. Like, litigation excites me. I was really excited when I started working in litigation. And I just think it's fun how everything kind of falls into place and makes sense.
What surprised you about working for a law firm?
I think you hear about the billable hour, but it's not something that you really understand until you've worked in a law firm. And I think that surprised me how it really is driven by the billable hour. And that means something different at every firm. But every lawyer, you know, has goals that they have to meet, and even other timekeepers. I kept time at my last two firms until I came to Perkins. And it was just really surprising how all of that kind of shakes out and what it means.
Yeah, I think that the billable hour is something that is surprising to people who come into a law firm from elsewhere, from other organizations, other industries, mm-hmm. because it's such a huge driver of behavior.
Yes.
And you've also, so you've worked directly with attorneys, and then now you work in knowledge management.
Yes.
So how does that transition happen? How did that feel?
It felt really good. Like I said, I loved litigation, but being a legal practice assistant wasn't something I could picture myself doing long term. I just don't really have the patience for it. It was doing something the same way every day wasn't really what I wanted to do. I wanted something different about my day each day. And my goal is to learn something new every day. And I couldn't really do that when doing the same things every day.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. So what do you find challenging as somebody who doesn't have a law background, but is working in a law firm?
I think that the most challenging part for me now is that my deadlines are not the same as everyone else's deadlines. And so sometimes an attorney will say, I need this right now. And then I'll do it right then. And then they don't get back to me for 2 weeks. So, their time and what their priorities are very different than mine. And sometimes something seems like an emergency and then it turns out not to be. And so it's a very roller coastery position to kind of, you know, do things as quickly as I can to meet needs. And then people don't really need them that fast, or they don't realize that they don't need them that fast, or it's something completely different that they actually needed.
So how do you kind of manage that? How do you manage expectations? Do you, you know, how do you kind of work through that?
I typically, my go-to is to just do things as quickly and efficiently as possible so that it's done when they need it. So, and that feels like it's kind of the Perkins knowledge management way. So we do things as quickly and efficiently and correctly as possible so that when they're ready for it, it's there.
Yeah, I definitely, I We definitely do that. So what advice would you give to somebody else who maybe just got a job at a law firm, is thinking about maybe applying for a job at a law firm, but is not a lawyer?
You know, my advice is kind of trite, but I would say to set big goals, talk to people, reach out to people, figure out who the right people are that will get you to the goals, the end goal of the goals that you've set. I mean, it's, again, pretty trite, but the sky's the limit in technology, especially. And at a technology law firm like we work in, it's really there. Like there's no ceiling. And so writing your own ticket isn't unheard of. There are things that are constantly changing. And even we talked about the billable hour, that's changing a lot for a lot of big companies. So if you dream it, you can do it. if you want something, you can go out there and get it and find a way to make it happen for yourself.
Yeah. And that's definitely something that we've heard in this series is that, you know, you might be coming into a law firm and thinking, well, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm just going to do whatever it is I'm doing. I'm going to be an LPA and that's all I'm going to do. But that's not the case.
No.
There's a lot of things that you can do.
Yeah. And even with an LPA, I mean, you can reach out to the administration and try to get, you know, different admin jobs. And a lot of the LPAs in my particular office are working with administration to work with the construction teams that are doing things while people are out of the office and send out notices so that the business director doesn't have to send all of them to the whole office. And there really are more things that you can do that you just maybe have to ask questions or invent for yourself.
Yeah, I would say that, especially with the pandemic, there's been a lot of people who are kind of flexing that muscle in terms of, you know, you're all of a sudden out of your comfort zone and it's like, oh, what else can I do? What else? Yes. What am I interested in? And yes. I know I've had people reach out to me and be like, I saw this thing and it seems really cool. How do I learn more? I think there's a lot of that.
It's great. Yeah. And Perkins has been really great about giving us the opportunity to do that while we're, you know, not in the traditional office setting.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely like been very helpful that way.
Yes.
So is there anything else you would share? Any other bits of wisdom?
No, I don't think so. You know, put yourself out there. Ask if you can help in other departments and other things. Somebody always needs help. And if you've got the time, then help other people and you'll learn new things and kind of flex new muscles and figure out what you actually want to do.
And then eventually get into KM, which is the best place to be.
Right, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and for talking to us about your career path. And thank you to the audience for tuning in today. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.